We may have had our moment with Pacific Rim cuisine. I mean, the whole thing may have peaked. And if so, it's fair to ask, what impact has it left for all of us eating here in Hawaii? Traditional local foods, chopsticks, stew, the curries, heka, have made way for chicken katsu, poke bowls, locomocos. But are we actually eating any better as a whole? Medical statistics say no. And the fact that we're not cooking may have a lot to do with that.
Chefs in the industry, we are very aware of where people's comfort foods and taste buds are at.
And it's a bit of a frustration for those in the culinary business, like Frank Gonzalez, Culinary Arts Continuing Ed Coordinator at KCC. He helped organize last week's workshops for high school culinary teachers like Kat Ditchner from Kalaheo High, who says her students want to cook what they like to eat. Salsa, pasta, pizza.
Last year they were really excited about Eggs Benedict, which was really nice because they ended up making it for Mom. And mac and cheese.
Hollandaise is nice to have in your repertoire, but these do not a proper diet make. That's a problem, Gonzalez says, with everyone in the family working.
Basically, over the last couple of generations, I think, a lot of those basic cooking skills and knowledge have just dropped.
That's why cooking now has to be studied, and Hawaii chefs and farmers are hoping that what you eat will also change. The whole past week, public school teachers were learning to cook with minimal salt, fats, and sugar.
Are your students really going to go for this?
Probably not.
That's Melinda Koranaga, and here Tracy Hatanaka from Farrington's culinary program.
With our students especially, you know, it's so much easier to spend your money on McDonald's, right? It's going to be a major culture change. That's what I was thinking, if we just start with this, with them maybe not even knowing.
It's healthy.
Yeah, maybe if you don't tell them.
When the Pacific Hawaii regional cuisine hit its peak, still 80% of our restaurant patrons were looking for volume and low price versus high quality items.
That could kill your fight as a creative chef. But Chef Grant Sato sees hope on the horizon. It lies in Hawaii's ability to grow amazing produce.
And the only way to stay ahead of the game or to be one step ahead of all the other chefs is to be the first one to find a product or to use that product.
That's why chefs work so closely with farmers now who bravely seek new flavors and textures. Everyday cooks can help these unique items get established here with lower prices if we'll just try buying them. Chef Grant slicing
this,
a piece from a tiny pineapple, a sugar loaf.
You can't tell me that that's just an average pineapple.
Oh, oh wow. Goodness, pure pineapple flavor. It's almost like a gummy.
Once you actually try the product and you see the difference.
That's why it's $18?
You can understand, okay.
Could we also eat less to be able to afford this?
We have
this?
To find a way to get people to try, to experiment, and to also learn that a proper meal is not what people think it is.
Chef Grant says, rationally, human nutrition does not require the quantities we tend to consume. Check the extended interview online for inspiration. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.